Kum lernen a black gemara. We're up to Nuntes Amud Aleph at the very bottom of the page, and thankfully we had foresight yesterday. We went to the very bottom of the page. It says the gemara here, boy, you may name Rav Kahana. They ask Rav Kahana a question. Oyved kachavi magoi mahu shiyoy lich anovim legas. Is he allowed to be the freight courier of Nuntes? Three lines from the bottom. So he asked a goy, Rav Kahana, can a goy be the transport carrier for grapes to bring it to the gas, to the press, to the wine press place? Amalu, he said, Osir, it is forbidden, if I bought Mishum, why? Leich, go, Amri Nazira, we say to the Nazir, go, Schoy, go around, circle the Kadmala Sikriv, don't get close to the vineyard. That was an extra precaution. We don't want the goy even to carry the grapes. The way we're learning up shot is the way that Ashbam, the Hasid brings that Ashbam, learns shot.
What is the connection with this place go, Nazir?
This is all about Yayin Nesach. When you have grapes, it's an example. The idea is precautions. Keep it away as far as possible. Precautions. So you go and carry grapes. Now the problem is that we know that this is such a chumrah, not carrying grapes, because we learned before about the Mishnah Rishayin, Mishnah Acharayin, about the juice and the olive press itself. And the Mishnah Achroino, who says that the juice in the olive press becomes Yayin Nesach, because your intention is eventually that it should go into this vat. And already is juice coming in, and so on and so forth. And just before it gets to the vat, it's already tummy. It's already Yayin Nesach, Samyin. But here, there's nothing, just carrying grain, yeah. So David Tate has other pshatim. Let's continue to write it. Ace for Rabbi of Kana, Rabbi Yemel of Kana question. You're telling me you're not allowed to carry the basket of New Testament out of the very bottom line. It says, a goy shehevi anovim legas. A goy brought grapes to a wine press. Besalin in baskets. Or over durduri in small little jugs. Afapi, even though shehayayin mezalif aleyen, even though there's grapes there. And even though that is so much juice that oozed out of the grapes and that it covers the grape, nevertheless, mutter. Because you're not even in the stage of pressing. You just, while the grapes are sitting on each other, you're transporting them and they ooze out. That's not. So how can you tell me that a basket stamaze is also? Omale, he says back to him, sort of concentration. So, Rav Kahana said to Rav Yemar, hey, vi ka'amrit, you bring me a raif of raisa where it says that if you brought, I'm asking lechatchila if you can have a goy bring it, and you're telling me if he did, it's all right. That's not some question. Okay. Three lines from the top. Ahu esroiga, there was once an esrig, the nofel lechavitza de chamra. It was once an essig that fell into a barrel of wine, and right before as it fell in, a guy jumped up and he caught it. He put his hand into the wine and he caught the essig. So his purpose of putting the hand in the wine, so he actually, it's not a koyach, he touched it, but he had no kavana whatsoever for mixing the wine, or nesach the wine, all that. So what happens in this case? Now, we know that with goyz, even like bekavana, it is usr in drinking and usr in hanom. So it says here, or so others say just drinking. Amalu Rav Ashi v'shakli, and he caught it. Amalu Rav Ashi, Rav Ashi says straight away to the people there, noktuli yadi, grab his hand, ki heichad aloy l'shachter, but he shouldn't stir. The moment he stirs, even though he had no intention, that already becomes Yayin Nesach. Uvartu, and then tilt the barrel at the shaif until all the wine that's above his hand pours out. And then you put the barrel back, his hand will be above the wine. Therefore, he doesn't acid it. Rashi, three lines at the top of the page. Idrei oivigachav, and kofas, he jumped the ochza betechayayin, he grabbed the essig inside the wine, shalay tishtakei, shalay sink to the bottom. Make sure you grab a hold of his hand, ki heichad deloy l'shachshech v'lei osabano, because if he stirs it, l'asabano, sh'ein menaschin elay deshichuch. Real menisuch is not just touching it, but stirring it. And then you should tilt the chavis at barrel ad shayf until it pours out. Kofu ha chavis alecha, tilt it to one side ad she yishafech yeinoch l'tekliach until the wine above his hand will pour into another keli she yimosh chayayin acha she yimosh v'yamin evu chavim. And afterwards yitzienu kliach she yimosh kliach another keli she yimosh chayayin min evu chavim. Get all the wine away from the guy's hand, and then afterwards it gets to pull his hand out. V'tei muteres bahano. You're allowed to have a no of the chavis. You're allowed to have a no. The chol's man she yodet chuve beyayin, as long as his hand's inside the wine. In other words, the fact is that the wine is also drinking because he touched the wine. Even though it was unintentional, we learned before that unintentional is asa. But we want to make sure that it's muta b'hanos. So this is what you do. You don't let him stir. Because if you tell him, pull your hand out, it's impossible. You move your hand that you're not stirring the wine a little bit. Even while holding his hand, it's impossible to stir. That's why you have to lose remedy. But two is loshamata tilting. I'll sit on the side. You tilt him on the side.
Once in which is the cross on top.
Yeah, but there's something else. This is the Rashi says it means a tilt. We take the shulei in the bottom of the keli and we move it to the side. In other words, it has a few meanings. What it means is. Yeah. The shayfa shahudik like achri kama shayfa yain lechem. You pour into another keli. Second, right? Omer Rashi back to the Gemara. Rashi said, "Hi, oiv gechav magoi the nos chel chamre the Yisrael bekavon." An interesting case. A goy went ahead and poured the wine of each. What happens? No question. It's also in drinking and also hano. Now the shayla is as follows: if the Eid will say, "Pay me for the wine that you just made into a yayin esach," sounds like I'm getting hana from the wine, from the yayin esach. Can I charge you for the loss? You mazik me. What's the difference if you pour the wine on the ground or you pour it over the zora? I'm not charging you for the when the wine's on the ground. What am I charging you for? The wine that's sitting on the ground? I'm charging you that you made me a hezek, that there was good wine there a minute ago and it's no longer there. So maybe it's the same thing. I can charge you because you turned the wine to yayin esach. I'm not charging you for the wine that's now yayin esach. I'm charging you for the loss that I incurred because of you. Can I do that or not? Or is that to say, do we say it's also about no, you can't. So Rav Ashi, he deliberately poured the wine of Yid. Also, you're not allowed to sell it. Could not have a no. Shori lele mishkul domeo, he allowed to charge the goy and take the money. Mahu evichav the goy for the loss. My time of mikle kalya, you burnt and you ruined, or you burnt my wine, you ruined it. So I'm not having enough directly from the wine. I'm having it's a hezek. You called me a hezek. Rashi. He's not selling it to me. I'm not having direct the hana from the yayin nesach. I tell him, you poured out my wine. You caused me a loss. And I'm taking the money of the good wine that was there 5 minutes ago that you ruined.
And you profit off of that wine.
No, he's just charged the loss, a hezek, only loss. Now, the problem is that we have a rule. The reason why Chazal issue, we have a rule: hezek she'enu nikol loish mehezek. We have mer gittin. That's right. So the wine is still here. Now, us some spiritual flaw here that it's yayin esach. You can't charge that. We had the Gemara then in gittin. I've been tested. If somebody throws a sheretz onto your tvu and makes a tummy, I don't have to pay you because hezek she'enu nikol loish mehezek. It's only the rabbanon counts me. I shouldn't do it again. So, and the issue is by a goy, is there such a concept that we hezek nikol they follow our law so they're potter, and do we have the concept of a knas by a goy that we counsel the goy to pay because he shouldn't do it again? Do we have such a musik? So that's the sort of the question here. So he's saying you're allowed to. Saying, well, right, because you're not getting money for the yainas. Saying, well, how do I know? Amar Rav Ashi, how do I know? Time you learned. We learned a goy that pours out the wine of a yid. Generally, when you menasech wine, you have to have a avodah zara there in front of you. So the question is, if you're menasech not in somebody's house, is there a avodah zara or not? So the first opinion says yes, it is, and it's also bar at b'shti and also bar no, because your mom is doing nisach. Not like just magi, which is also b'shtir. However, Rabbi Yehuda ben Baba, Rabbi Yehuda ben say that matin, they hold this mutter. Why? They hold this why, that it's mutter completely. It's not a void, it's not a wall. You're allowed to have a no. Mishum shneid, one of the two reasons. Number one, echad, first of all, she'ein menaschin yayin ella bifnei avoid yichavim. Real nisach, yayin is only for avoid yichavim. There's no avoid yichavim here, it's only what? It's only they're going through the motions, therefore it's only us drinking, number one. And the second reason is she'aymeloi. He tells them loy kol heimonach. You not believe she te'asa yeni loinzi. What right do you have? You go to come into my house and take my wine and pour it and make it into avodah zara. You cannot come and ask him my wine.
Now, l'chayr, if you follow the second reason, then why dafka in your house? If you did in front of Avodah Zarah, same problem.
So when the guy sticks his hand into the esrog to get the wine,
no.
What's he doing?
Nothing. So according to them, it's mutter. Same thing. What? According to them, it's always mutter. Hano.
But
we already had a few days ago, if you remember, Rabbana argued, we had, that's only if I bow down in front of your cow. But if I do a maisa, I pour the wine between the horns of the cow, then I push a karaser. And the whole idea, the whole Gemara we're talking about it, the guy comes and touches your wine.
How can he come into your house? Oh, so this is the Taina. So the Taina is,
he's doing a maisa. If you do a maisa, you could ask a dovish ein shalei.
Is there an Indian of Shinu Rishus like
that? No. You do a maisa. We learn out the Einoz Mosh Dovish Shalai we had from Chanukah or whatever, and then we say that, but if there's a maisa, it is asa. It does asa. And we don't pass like Yehudim Seder.
Ravashi's passing now like the
Rabbi Yehudim,
and the two
second
of the
first
class. He's saying, where do I know that you can take this money?
Shalai b'fnei chavim, the revus hashmei chiddush. Asad abba, no, the chamol, even in this case, it's also not only drinking, but hanok, because he mamaj nisach, not just touching. And Rabbi Yehuda says, matirin oisaba, no, the matirin, I know why. The second reason was, the like kolhem monach, you're not believed. I forgot the like svidal on kavasayu, we definitely don't hold like them. Lahatir limka le chavim, we definitely don't agree with them. And we hold that it does become a veda zara, and we hold that you not have any hanok, if he does nisach, achar. Mahu oivig chavim, that going me, a shoddy, from that going me, a shoddy le free. We take it from Rabbi Yehuda Maseda. They go a step further and they say you're allowed to sell the wine to another guy because he had no right to ask it. But the vart that he had no right to ask it is correct. He had no right to, even though he did it. So therefore, we can charge him. I believe, but nevertheless, we can charge him because he had no right to, and therefore we can take the money. I'm not taking money directly from the Isra Hanah. I'm taking the money, the loss that you caused me. Second, what about so the tap was taken away, or the blocker was taken away. So you have a thick barrel, you have a little passageway, and then at the end you have this tap. Like a little tube, what do they call it? A spigot or something. Or a tap, yeah.
In the cork, they have a hole to push through the...
Yeah, so it's a little bit of a space. There's a cavity there where the wine sits, and then it goes out. So what happened was, that was missing, it fell out. And what happens? The wine starts pouring out. Also, a good guy came along, and either he jumped, and Anach Yodelai put his hand there. So Rashi says, either why Rashi didn't decide to touch before he touched it, I don't know. Says Rashi, either Oyver Kachavim, Kofat Oyver Kachavim, he jumped. What kind of word is either? Either Dar normally means in Gemara to lift. So how does jumping have to do with lifting? Says Rashi, Loshen Noisihu is carrying, Kamoi Dori Tuna carrying a heavy pekel. Kalimber. He lifted Venosa Atzma. He jumping. What do we do when you jump? You're picking yourself up. Lama Mukaima, the coffers lahatsa. It's interesting. So jumping is carrying. You're carrying yourself a certain distance. Anyway, the guy went over and put his hand up to block the wine from pouring out. He's trying to do the right thing. So what's the din now? Because he's holding back the wine, so the wine is touching him. So how much of the. Now the question is all the contents of the barrel considered one unit and therefore everything is asur? Or only the section that he touched? How's it work? We have 2 days. Rapapa says, "Kol de lahadi barza chamra osa." Anything that's around that tap is osa, which means the cavity is osa. But beyond that is mutter. Rashi called the lahadi barza chamra osa kiluach hasamuch lenekev. The flow that's right next to the puncture osa b'shti. Not a drink, but v'loy b'hanok because it was unintentional. Shadi ain't kan shichshuch. He didn't stir it, so it's unintentional. Shadi nekev tzar. Then ain't a yochel shachshuch. In other words,
there's no room for the wine to
so
move.
So it seems to Rashi that if you stir the wine, even though it's unintentional, it becomes asa b'hana as well. I'm talking about Yiddish wine. So here he couldn't stir. So what's asa? Only that's the section of the cavity. Back to
the
wine. Yeah. The Yiddish shari, and the rest of the barrel is mutter. That's opinion number one. Says Rashi Yiddish shari. Av b'shtiya, you're allowed to drink the rest of the battle. Why? L'chayr, it's all one unit. Because somebody holds. So dodin lav chibur, he holds that the side is not considered attached. La oser kol ayayin, to aser or the wine. So says Rashi, Yishanov, v'les hizrach avosid, halach is not like a papa, the homuki, Rav Yemar will soon say that mil say that a papa, this din a papa, kitanoi, is gora machle kitanoim, the komle a papa, kitav Yehuda, and a papa seems to be following Rav Yehuda, who's yichido, an individual alone opinion, v'yoch yirab, loch yirabim, the pligir rabon argue, v'amrin, they say, b'mitzida, whether it's the sides, b'mipir, whether it's in the thing, tamei, the kulon chibur.
They're all connected. It's all one barrel. Yeah, that's opinion number one. Let's go back to number two, Gemara. Ikedam is opinion number two. Amar HaPapa, you know what HaPapa actually said? That the Ad HaBarze Chamra, if you go from the tap all the way to the top, is considered, because that's all going to come through eventually. That's considered connected to the tap, and therefore that's all asa. The Idukhshar, the rest of the wine on the side, is Mutur. So he's a bit more machma with the second opinion, that he's going not just what's in the cavity, but also all the wine that's eventually going to come down straight up. Rashi Ad Barze. No, straight up. Straight up. Let's say, I guess, alongside this particular, wherever the tap
how
is.
Do you just Mishaya the amount.
How do you do? I don't know. Rashi Ad Barze. Kol Yayin Shulam Maila the neck of Asa. They keep in the cool name Shachach and they all go, let's say, maybe. So Rashi needs to be learning more than that. Rashi needs to be learning that, let's say, the tap is halfway the midpoint. So any wine above the midpoint is Asa, anyone below the midpoint is Mutzah. The Devsham Havle Chibur, but Asa is Asa. And below is not. It seems what Rashi's learning. Let's say the tap would be in the middle of the barrel, or you didn't say on the bottom, very bottom. So even let's say it's 10 centimeters above the bottom, and then you tilt the barrel when you get to the bottom. Anything above the tap, which naturally will come out of the tap, is considered as if it's connected. Anything below that, which does naturally won't come out unless you tilt it, is not. That's what Rashi seems to be saying. I think that's what the Ritva says, that it's anything straight above the tap. Anyway, I'm going to. Sorry? Which way? Only that's in the cavity.
Only the above the hole is coming out, because that's what's affected by the touching. The bottom is really below the cavity.
That's exactly what he's saying. Anything below the tap is not part of it. Exactly. That's why that Papa says. However, it's mutter. However, we're not going to rule either way, because we hold that all the wine in this thing is all mixed. It's lach. It's a liquid. How does liquid work? It's all one unit. How do you divide it? They keep on, moving around. In fact, I believe it's a machlech tanoim. It says chavi is a barrel shenokva. Let's say a barrel of truma that was punctured. Bein mepia, whoever's on top. Bein mishalat, bein on the bottom. Bein mishalat the sides. V'noga boy tfulyo, for tfulyo, somebody who went to the mikveh that day, but he has to wait till ahead of shemesh till the sunset. So he has it in Vashani. And by Truma, we know that Truma goes to Shlishi, so therefore he's Matami Truma. If he touches his finger through that opening, Tameya, the entire contents become Tamei. It's all one unit. And Abihuda says, Mipia on top of Mishaleh, on the bottom, Tameya is Tamei. Abba Mitzidea, Teheda, Mikan and Mikan. It's Otari on the both sides. Rashi. How can everyone agree? Shuleh, Shehi Yosheva Salein, sitting there, Shekol Chavi, Shebet Talmud. All the barrels in the Gemara, Kadim Shal Cheresei, were always made out of clay. So we call it Shuleha. Nikva Mipia, if you puncture above, Hoyil V'chol HaYayin Shalamata. Now, if you make the puncture on top, why should all the wine be Asr L'chayre? It doesn't naturally flow out. So Rashi explains, because Chol HaYayin Shalamata, all the wine below, Nasa Basis L'Elyon, all the wine below becomes a base for the wine on top. Havi Chibur. Yeah. So all the wine is considered connected. So the reason why the top, all the wine is considered, is because what's holding the wine, holding up the wine that's right next to that hole, is the wine on the bottom. So it's all one unit. Umushaleh Nami, and also the bottom. Why? Because naturally they're all going to flow out if it is on the bottom, very bottom of the barrel is a hole. Obviously, they're all going to come out. So the bottom is a hole. The top is because it's the bosses for it. But if you puncture on the side, tohoida mekan and mekan. What's toyed is anything below that hole is toyed, because why should it come out? But the Rabbanu less with a puppet. They hold that the entire contents of the barrel is considered what? Is considered one unit, and all of it becomes tummy. Hilchach less hilchas a kavase. We don't paskin like Rabbi Papa, nor we paskin. Yeah, but kuloi asa b'shtiya umutubano. The entire barrel, by the guy putting his finger there to hold the wine, the entire barrel becomes asa drinking, but it's mutubano because he didn't stir the wine. He didn't stir it. Okay, we'll stop there. Yeah.
The chovias shel cheres, because this whole process of putting in a spit in the